It was also a weekend of presidential primary voting for the Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders won in Nebraska, Kansas, and Maine over the weekend, while Hillary Clinton took Louisiana. On the Republican side, Donald Trump won more narrowly than he expected in Louisiana and Kentucky. And while Senator Marco Rubio only won in Puerto Rico, Texas Senator Ted Cruz got Kansas and Maine and bolstered his claim in this chaotic mess of a GOP primary that he is the only viable GOP alternative to Donald Trump.
We're seeing Republicans coming together. We're seeing conservatives coming together. We're seeing libertarians coming together. We're seeing all of us unite and stand together.
Senator Ted Cruz now looks ahead to Tuesday with Republican contests in Mississippi, Idaho, Hawaii, and the big prize of Michigan with 59 delegates up for grabs. If the media narrative of a Cruz surge is true, he still has to confront what appears to be a huge double-digit lead for Donald Trump in Michigan. Joining me is Dimitri Sevastopoulou, Washington bureau chief for the Financial Times. Hi, Dimitri.
Hi, Todd.
Good to have you. How do you assess the race now that Cruz has chalked up a couple of more wins over the weekend?
Well, I think that the first thing to remember is that if there's still four people in the race, and technically it's still possible that one of those four could amass the 1,237 delegates needed to get the nomination. But the reality is that the race seems to have narrowed to two people. It's Donald Trump, it's Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio and John Kasich, the Florida senator and Ohio governor, they have roles to play possibly as spoilers. We can talk a little bit about a contested convention, which they may be aiming for. But Cruz is the one who has emerged as the only one who has beaten Donald Trump in multiple states. And in the delegate count, he's now at 300. Donald Trump is only at 384. So they're actually very close.
Cruz has shown good organization on the ground, ability to get people out, especially in closed caucus situations, core Republican voters. Is it possible to know if this is also a sign of a weakening Trump at the same time, or just good Cruz organization?
I think it's probably a combination of both. I mean, Cruz has shown all along, from the caucuses in Iowa, which he won, to Maine, which I think surprisingly he won over the weekend, that he's a very good organizer. He's got good grassroots operations, and he's got a big, relatively big war chest that he can take money from. Donald Trump may have been hurt by his comments at the debate last week, where he essentially talked about the size of his penis. We don't really know how some of those things resonate with his base. Some signs are that late deciding voters have tended to go for candidates other than Trump, which may suggest that he's weakening a little bit. But Trump has shown at every stage of this race since he jumped in June last year that every time he does something that people think is going to backfire, he gains strength from it. So I think we don't know the answer yet.
Right. And it is very hard to project the rest of the delegate math, as you said. But we got to look forward to Florida and Ohio, both on March 15th, next Tuesday. Florida has been voting for nearly a week already. They have early voting there. That should be a huge advantage for Donald Trump. And if Trump wins both in Florida and in Ohio, it may actually be over for Ted Cruz, just in terms of delegate math.
I think it'll be extremely difficult. I mean, first of all, if Florida is won by Trump, then Rubio will almost certainly get out of the race. John Kasich has said that if he can't win his own state, that there's no point staying in. So you would then be down to a two-horse race. As you say, the delegate math would overwhelmingly favor Donald Trump. And the other thing to remember is Ted Cruz's natural constituency tends to be in the South, where there's a heavier proportion of evangelical voters. Once you get into the Midwestern states and some of the other parts of the country, California later on in the process, he doesn't have as much natural support. Now, it's possible that if he has momentum and he's beating Trump in other places, people will rally behind him, particularly if it's a two-person race. What Marco Rubio likes to say, Ted Cruz's best days are behind him and mine are ahead of me. There's an element of truth to that, but I think the gap is pretty big right now.
And if Marco Rubio can't post a win in Florida, he may never know what his future days look like, because they may not happen. You mentioned the contested convention, and there are so many details and possibilities there that we can't game all of them out. But it seems like an extremely risky scenario, Dimitri. Of course, the party wants to prevent Donald Trump from taking the nomination. But if they do it with ballot chicanery and sort of floor convention deals, they're going to alienate millions of people who came out for Trump, and that could damage the party irrevocably.
It could, but the Republican Party right now is caught between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, there are many people who don't like Donald Trump, even though he's the one who's winning most of the contests among the electorate. the party thinks that he cannot win the general election because of some of his comments during the campaign that would alienate women and various minorities. On the other hand, the establishment hate Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz does not have a single member of the Senate where he works endorsing him. So he's loathed by the Republican establishment. So they've got to decide, well, which is the worst of two evils? A contested convention allows possibly someone else to jump into the fray. But as you say, the danger there is all of the Trump voters and possibly some of the Cruz voters then decide to stay home in November and hand the election to the whoever the Democratic candidate is.
Decide that their votes don't matter because the party is still controlling things. And the Ted Cruz scenario here, Dimitri, before I let you go, you know, even if Cruz can win outright, it's not just that Washington establishment hates Ted Cruz, which they do. He's a very core conservative, probably with a pretty narrow constituency. Has he shown any of the sort of broad appeal that you need to finally get to the White House?
No, I don't think he has. And that's why the Republican establishment is another reason that they're very concerned, is that they don't think he can appeal to a lot of the groups, the independent voters you need to bring in to construct a coalition to win in November.
The next couple of primaries will show whether the Ted Cruz surge is real. And even if it is real, what does that mean by the time that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and whoever else get to the convention? Dimitri Sevastopoulos, Washington bureau chief for the Financial Times. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.